Great teachers in your pocket, excellent resources on the website. Learn Mandarin with Chinese Pod.
Hello there. Welcome to Chinese Pod. Chinese Pod is a place where you can learn spoken Mandarin Chinese. Now, today's lesson is the first in what we hope will be many, many lessons in spoken Chinese brought to you through daily podcasts and supplemented with the website, the exercises, transcripts, blogs, and other things on ChinesePod.com. So ChinesePod is a new way to learn languages, and we hope that you'll stay with us and try it out. Now, on ChinesePod, we have four levels. What we call the newbie level is for absolute beginners. And today we're going to have the very first lesson in that level. So that's the newbie levels. Level two is what we call elementary. So that's slightly more advanced. If, for example, you have finished 20 to 30 lessons in the newbie level, you could move on to our elementary. Beyond that, we'll have an intermediate level. And not surprisingly, at a little bit down the road, we'll have an advanced level class. So for new users, you may be coming from iTunes. I do strongly recommend that you go to ChinesePod.com, get the instructions. They'll show you how to use ChinesePod, how to maximize it, and how to maximize your study potential. Of course, ChinesePod brings you the mobility, the flexibility, and the chance for you to learn Chinese on your own terms at times that suit you. Okay, well, with that, I think we could start our new lesson. So I'll just briefly introduce myself. My name is Ken Carroll. My Chinese name is Kai En, and I am joined by a wonderful teacher from Shanghai, China, and her name is...
Hey, I'm Jenny. Nice to meet you,
Jenny,
all.
Jenny, good. Mm. Jenny, you are in fact from Shanghai, China. Is that correct?
Yes, I am.
Good. Tell us your Chinese name, please, Jenny. What's your Chinese name?
My Chinese name is Zhu Qi.
Zhu Qi.
Yeah, probably sounds terribly short.
It sounds short. Chinese That's names are it. Often quite yeah. short.
My surname is Zhu.
Zhu.
Yeah, and my given name is Qi.
Ah, because in Chinese you reverse it. You say the family name first and the given name second. So there's Zhu Qi, and a wonderful name that is. Okay, now, so let's start our lesson one. Right here, our first ever Chinese Pod newbie for absolute beginners lesson. And the name of this lesson is...
你好吗?
Now, I can tell you that translated means, how are you?
Yes.
Okay, so let's do this dialogue three times. And if you don't understand it, do not worry about a thing, because a few minutes later, we'll drill down into it in some details and we'll help you to parse it and to break it down and understand it. So, could we start, please, Jenny?
你好吗?
我很好,谢谢。你是中国人吗? 不是,我是美国人。你好吗? 我很好,谢谢。你是中国人吗? 不是,我是美国人。你好吗? 我很好,谢谢。你是中国人吗? 不是,我是美国人。Okay,
now let's take this one apart and help you to understand it. Now, the first sentence was a question, and that was...
你好吗?
Now, let's look at the words 好, 你好吗? 好
third tone.
That's the third tone. Now, as you know, there are four tones in Chinese, and over the coming days and weeks and months, we'll help you
to practice them.
And to identify them. For now, we'll tell you that hao is the third tone.
Yes.
Now, there are lessons on the podcast archive where you will find examples of the tones.
Yeah,
but for now,
we actually have a separate lesson on tones.
We have separate lessons on tones.
So you can check that out.
We will have. So for now, we'll just tell you how is the third tone. So let's hear that again, that sentence again, please, Jenny.
你好吗?
Now, the first word was 你, and that means you.
Yes.
As in the second person singular.
Yeah.
Now, so when you want to ask a question in Chinese, at the end you put
妈.
Ma.
Ma.
Okay. So, literally translated, 你好吗 means you good? Question mark.
Yes. Right?
Are you good?
You actually forgot to explain how.
Mm. How meaning good.
Good.
Yes. How meaning good. That's right. So, 你好吗?
You good?
Question. Are you good? In other words, how are you? So, one more time, please, Jenny.
你好吗?
Okay.
Now you want to answer.
我很好.
Okay. Now, 我 as in me,
I am
很好.
The same 好.
Same 好 meaning good.
很, also third tone, means very.
Very. Mm. So one more time, I'm very good.
我很好.
Great. So let's practice that question and answer again. I'll ask you, Jenny. So, 你好吗?
我很好. Let me ask you.
Okay.
你好吗?
我很好.
Mm. And of course, you have to thank the person who
indeed
asked you.
Indeed. And that is?
谢谢.
Mm. Now, again, just to be clear, the tones there, that's the fourth tone, right? 谢谢 is the fourth tone. Now, 我很好,谢谢. I'm very well, thanks.
Yes.
Now, there was another question here.
你是中国人吗? 你是中国人吗?
Now, you hear at the end of the sentence was the word ma,
yes.
And that indicates that it's a question.
Right?
Now, so let's break down the words. 你是 means 你, again meaning you.
Yeah.
是 is the verb to be. 中国人 meaning
Chinese.
Person.
We can even break that down a little bit more. 中国, China.
China. Again, please.
中国,
China.
人,
meaning
people.
Right. So, 中国人 means
Chinese person.
So, one more time, a Chinese person, please.
中国人.
Great. Now, the question again, are you Chinese?
你是中国人吗? 你是中国人吗?
So, great question. If you meet someone and they're speaking Chinese, you want to know if that is a Chinese person. You can ask them that question.
You know, maybe you've been in China for too long. As I was reading the dialogue with you, I thought, oh, I might see you and take you as a Chinese person.
So you can ask
You look so Chinese.
Indeed. So you can ask me that question.
你是中国人吗?
Now, imagine, I'm not actually, as it happens, I'm not American and I'm not Chinese. Imagine for the purpose of this dialogue, I want to say, no, I'm not. You said, are you Chinese? I say, no, I'm not. I'm American. How would I say that?
不是,我是美国人.
Good. Now, 不是, meaning not. Now, the word 不 means not.
Yeah.
And together here with the verb 是, meaning not to be, to be not, as in I am not. So how do we say, could we hear that again, please, Jenny?
不是.
Okay. Now, because the question was, 你是中国人吗? 不是. And then I could say, I'm American.
我是美国人。我是美国人。
The same construction、
Indeed.
as Chinese.
Yes.、A moment ago, we had 我是中国人 and here we have 我是美国人。
国人
那人 meaning person.
Yeah.
国 meaning country. And 美 meaning America.
Yeah.
美, 美literally translated 美国美 literally translated means beautiful.
Yeah.
So, literally translated 美国 means beautiful,
beautiful country.
Country. Indeed.
Beautiful country people.
Indeed. And China, 中国 literally translated means the middle
country.
Country.
Yeah.
So you have the middle country and the beautiful country.
Because thousands of years ago, the Chinese thought we were the,
the
in the center of the earth.
The world.
Yeah, the world.
You were. So let's compare those two. I'm Chinese.
我是中国人。
I'm American.
我是美国人。
Are you Chinese?
你是中国人吗?
Are you American?
你是美国人吗?
No, I'm not Chinese.
不是,我不是中国人。
No, I'm not American.
不是,我不是美国人。
Okay, good. Very good. Now, we have just some supplementary vocabulary that we might just go through some of them for a moment or two, please, Jenny. Would you lead the way, please?
The first one is what we've already had.
Yep.
我
Meaning I, or myself, or me.
Yeah. 我 And the next, 你
Meaning you.
你 And then 他
Meaning he or she.
Or it.
Or sometimes it.
他 And then the plurals. 我们
We.
我们
So that's 我 meaning I. Plus you add
们
And it becomes 我们 means we, collective,
yeah.
plural.
Yeah. And you do the same to the other pronouns.
Yeah.
你们 You.
You, plural.
Plural.
Yeah.
And 他们
They, plural.
Yes. And then let's look at the verb to be. 是是 And then 是的是的
Now, 是的 is sometimes used to answer a question.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll come across that again soon enough.
很好
Very good.
很好
Great expression. Very, very, very common. 很好
Yeah.
Very good.
谢谢谢谢
Thank you. 谢谢 And 谢谢 to you, Jenny.
啊，谢谢
Thank you for that.
谢谢你
Okay, good. Well, that was our first lesson of very many here on Chinese Pod.We hope that you got a lot from it. We do strongly recommend that you go to ChinesePod.com and get the lowdown on how all of this works.
Yeah.
And stick with us, and we'll have you speaking Chinese in no time.
Okay.
But for now, it's time for us to say goodbye, and we'll be back again tomorrow with another lesson.